Remarks of the President to the U.S. Embassy Staff from the United States Embassy in Caracas, Venezuela, December 16, 1961.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Stewart, Ambassador, I first of all want to reintroduce you to Ambassador Moscoso, who I'm sure most of you know, who have been drafted for other duty. So we're glad to have him back here. Ambassador, Ms. Stewart, I want to express my thanks to you all and to tell you that my wife and I have been most appreciative of the generous welcome which we receive from the people of this country. I'm sure you realize how vital is the post to which you have been sent and how important your work is for the United States. The first real effort which our country ever made in the field of international affairs involved their relations with this hemisphere and our sister republics to the south, and a great stream really running through our national life in the United States has been our desire to establish closer and more intimate bonds. This is particularly true in the 1960s, and we have, since our inception in January, made this really the great concentrated effort. The fact that we asked our ambassador here to come home from this vital post to take over the leadership of the Alliance for Progress, I think this indicates how important we feel it is, before this decade is out, that the United States and Venezuela and the other countries of this hemisphere are bound together in an effort to improve the life of all of our people. Unless the United States is able to identify itself with this cause successfully, then all of our great efforts for freedom are going to be of no avail. This is a vital cause, and I'm sure that in all your work here in this country, I hope that you emphasize how strongly we feel in our desire to join with them in an effort to raise the standard of living of the people of the entire hemisphere through a system of freedom. I consider this the most vital responsibility that any citizen of the United States stationed in this hemisphere can have. And I'm confident that you emphasize this daily in your work. I want the United States to be identified with progress and with the welfare of the people, not as a distant great power which is uninterested in this hemisphere except in times of crisis. We want them to feel that day by day we are joined with them as partners, not only as neighbors, but as partners and friends in this common effort. And therefore, I am very proud to be the first President of the United States to visit this country. And I'm also very proud that I came here to begin this journey and then to Colombia because of the great efforts that the people of this country are making to improve their own lives. I can't tell the difference between the natives and of Venezuela and the Americans. Maybe we could hold up your hands, all of you who work here, who happen to be citizens of this country. Well, we want you to know how much we appreciate your service, and I hope you realize that in working for the United States, I think in the best sense, you're also serving your country. We're grateful to all of you, and I'm very grateful to all of those of you who are my fellow countrymen, and also those who are fortunate enough to grow up and be able to speak Spanish and serve as a bridge between the United States and this country in the coming years. Thank you very much.